Welcome to Emma's podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the art of manipulation. Let's get started. Feeling sorry for ourselves brings us the worst part of us. Yes, you hear me right. It is easy to become a victim so we can attract attentions to ourselves, feeling powerful because we are manipulating others. How often have you felt the need to complain so you can get some attention? Like a child having a tantrum, we can learn to manipulate others. It is a sick game some people will play their entire life. How often do you feel like that? How often have you manipulating others? Is it challenging when we are living in the world of the ego? We can be influenced by others wanting to have the same kind of attentions. Most of the time, this will backfire. Not being authentic will never work. People will not come to you. Instead, they will rather walk away. We do not need to be living in a world of drama. Chaos should not be part of our lives. We should be able to be who we are without wearing any masks. We do not need to emulate what is not for our highest good. Instead, we should learn to know who we truly are. Becoming an observer in a world we are living in will teach us what not to do. It is tempting to use shortcut to get to our destination, but it doesn't mean you will be successful at the end. If life lessons needs to be learned, you are not going to be able to move on until you learned it. The arrow is known. If I was using the easy road, the universe will never let me get away with it. Instead, my spirit kept me on the right path, even if there were temptation to stray away from the straight and narrow. Even if a shortcut is tempting, sometimes it is better to take the high road. So, let's talk about first the little temptation we got to manipulate others. Because as a child will push the parents and the people around them, the sitters, the nanny, to see how far they can get. Get away with, should I even say. So, it is easy to see that if a child gets away with a few things, he's going to continue to do it until he encounter the big no. And then, this is where you got the epic temper tantrum and the parents don't want to deal with it. So they're going to continue to let the child do whatever he feels like, which doesn't help at the end. As adults, some are doing the same thing, manipulating, playing the victim. Oh, everybody do not like me. Or, oh, I'm at a conference and I need to stay by you because all of the men are hating on me. That's terrible, blah, blah, blah. Just to get the attention in the poor me situation. When you enter into the game of someone who's playing that, you are going into a vicious circle. You are losing actually your upper hands, meaning you're going to be at the mercy of that person because you're a nice person and you want to help and you're being cut in because that person knows exactly what they're doing. And by playing the guilty victim, then you feel as someone else responsible to help because you feel that person is in distress. But in most cases, that person is not in distress. That person is manipulating you to get what they want. In life, this is what you're going to encounter. In the ego world, this is a non-stop game. Everybody will do what they need to do to get to the prize, regardless if this will impact somebody else or not. We are living in a very self-centered, ego-centered, should I say. We're living in a very ego-centered world where all about me exists, but the worst part of me, not the good side of me, not my spirit, but my ego. When you're working with individuals, you always have to be cautious and careful who you're working with, because even though we're spending 90% of our time at work, you realize that those people are becoming part of your life, but you need to make an invisible barrier between you and those individuals. You do not want to be sucked up in their little world of manipulation. You don't need that. I know it's been helpful and then from time to time to try to manipulate a situation to get away with murder, but there is always a price to pay. Again, karma is always watching. The universe is always watching. And if you don't make amends, then karma will come and collect. You and everybody else's. There is no exception to the rule. Karma always come and collect. There is no exception. Even if people say, well, it never happened to me. Wait, because you probably don't realize you're already starting to collect. You could have problem in your personal life. You could have problem at work. You could have health situation. Karma comes in a different way to come and collect. So you have to be cautious. Now let's talk about when you're not only that person, but now when you are becoming the recipient of this kind of situation, what do you do? Because we all have a sense of empathy, or most of us, should I say. Some people also say, I don't. Yes, most of us have that sense. Now, those individuals who are playing the game always played on the sense of guilt, of I'm going to be here and I'm going to manipulate you. I'm going to figure it out how to find your weakness. So you are becoming someone in my court where I'm going to play like a chess game and I'm going to move you as one of my pawns. And I'm going to make you do what I want you to do. We have to be honest with ourselves and not playing that game. Walking away from situation of drama and chaos, this is what it should be. Our life should be more peaceful than we are making it right now. Why? Because we're letting people enter our lives without looking at who do we have that is for our highest good. It always comes down to the situation of who do I have in my life? Are they for my highest good? And it's your family, it's your friends, it's your coworkers and your buddies with, it's everybody. And yes, you cannot have a court of 10 million people around you and everybody's going to like you, everybody's going to be pretty. There will be people very close to you, then you're going to count on to help you to be the best that you can. That will always encourage you. And you have the other one who are what I call it, the freeloaders, who likes to come. And as much as there is a situation coming in, they are happy to come when there is something free. But when there are troubles coming in, they will run for the hills. You have to be honest with yourself. And maybe you're going to part away from others and it's not going to be a comfortable feeling. It's not easy sometimes to realize that some individuals are there to teach us a lesson. And that could be a very painful lesson, from a betrayal to always manipulating you and extorting money, but taking away money from you, manipulating you to maybe buy some clothes, paying the bills, and that's it. You're just the bank. It's mark on the forehead. I'm the bank, the one who I always come and tap for cash. You have to be aware of that. You have to take the decision. It's up to you again. As I always said, it's up to you. This is your own free will. So you decide, do I want to continue to be that person and be manipulated by others? Or do I step back and say, no, enough is enough. It's time for you to walk on your own. And I am not going to support you. I'm going to be there to encourage you, but I am not going to support you because I have other things to do as well. I have to take care of my own family. I have to take care of myself. I should not deprive myself to be able to eat if I'm paying your bills. So we need to be responsible for that. But the other manipulation happens everywhere. It can happen from your kids. It can happen from your mate. It can most likely happen at work. At work, how often have you always found somebody who always come to you at the last minute and they can never get their job done? Not only that, but somehow you're always helping them. And then you hear that those individuals are being praised by how well they're working, how hard they're working, when in fact it's you doing the job. How do you feel about that? You will not be happy, isn't it? So making sure you're not being used and abused. You can support one another, but you're not there to do their work. That's what I'm trying to say. Being open to realize that manipulating, again, people to get to the end result quickly, it's not going to help you because your life lessons needs to be learned. And you cannot just go and say, well, today I'm going to use my joker and I'm passing this one and I'm not learning it, because the universe will not allow you to pass this one for free. Nothing is free. You have to learn. Using shortcuts by manipulating others, by thinking that I'm going to set up new rules. So when I set up those new rules, well, I'm good because I am not going to continue the way I am. I'm just going to decide everything else for myself, and somehow I'm going to make it life easier for me and more difficult for others. No, it's not how it works. You have to stay focused on your goals, but only be honest with yourself. Not trying to spend your time in the ego world where distraction is a must, where the shiny objects that is not for highest good are always there, shiny, reminding us that temptation is always around us. Temptation will always be there in our lives. It is up to us to decide, do I want to follow the temptation or just walk on the straight and narrow, focusing on my life purpose, working with the universe, not being attracted or feeling the power of being praised and having some adulation from others. Again, it's all about the ego when you hear that. When people like to be told how beautiful they are, how good they are doing, how successful they are, and being praised and feeling their power, which is basically blind you from your spirit and connecting with the universe. Don't let yourself being fooled by the world, especially that illusional world. Be honest and authentic. I know some people are going to be more popular. Well, that's okay. It's their life. It's, you know, monkeys. It's their circus. It's their monkeys. And that's fine. Live your life to the fullest. Being happy, don't feel like you have to compete with everybody else's. And that's another mistake as well, because a lot of people feel they have to compete. The ego world is based on the illusional idea. If I'm not successful, that means I have not crushed everybody else's to be the number one. You can have a very healthy competition when you are part of the spirit world. You are competing, but the competition you got, it's against your own self. What can I do to accomplish my dream? What dream am I going to go for it this time? And it's proving to yourself, your own self, with the help of the universe, you can accomplish that. You can do so much more when you do this, because you're not going to use shortcuts. You're not going to be resentful. You're playing in a field that is different. Believing in ourselves, believing in what we can accomplish is better than navigating in a world of the ego where you're wearing masks, where you're not authentic, where everything is just a pure illusion until the next latest trend comes in and everybody's going to go and run for it. Just listen to your spirit and start to co-create, becoming grounded and understanding what life is all about. A lot of time, people don't have a clue until it's too late. Until they have an aha moment and they're realizing, well, I wasted so much of my time in that illusional world. I could have done something earlier, something better. But it's always at a time where the spirit's awakening, when we are willing to listen to it. Not that easy at a time, because as I mentioned, temptation are always there. And easy road is always available. It is for our own free will to decide. The universe cannot impose on us what we should be doing. But karma will always be there to remind us when we have done wrong, sooner or later. And it depends as how badly you have done. The consequences of your action will be coming back to you sooner or later. So we need to be aware of how do we interact with people. Am I manipulating everybody by telling them a Teletubby story so I can feel powerful because I want everybody to feel bad for me? Or I cannot get my job done, so I'm going to see Paula at her desk and I'm going to be bribing her in one way by a story that's going to make her cry and feel bad, and she's going to do the work for me. Or I'm going to manipulate my mate to get what I want. Or I have my children who basically are so out of control because I didn't tell them what the boundaries were. And now I cannot get them to do what they're supposed to do, and I give up and they get away with it. So our life is an open book and an adventure on its own. We can choose to walk on a different path on our life purpose or not. We can choose to stay in ego world. It is up to us. But I would rather be grounded and happy than living in an illusional world that doesn't bring me the fulfillment from my spirit, that doesn't interest me, that will bore me after 5 minutes. I have more attraction to a better world and a better future if I am working with my spirit and co-create with the universe than running after an illusion or a shiny object. We have so much more we can accomplish when we're honest with ourselves. We can do so much more. We don't need to become part of the robot world. We do not need to become somebody else's. We are just us. And us is a unique entity. Otherwise, we would have nobody here on Earth. We're all different. We're beautiful and we're unique. But how we act with people is what sets us apart. Do I like to manipulate people to get away with murder? Or am I more authentic and will speak my mind when I need to and encourage others and be happy and joyful? So it is up for us to decide what do we want to do. But we need to be reminded, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, that karma is always there. You cannot pass this one. There is no free card, no free jail card on this one. Karma always come and collect sooner or later. So it is in our own best interest to realize that using shortcut doesn't pay, doesn't. You have to be able to be authentic and realizing that everything that I create, everything that I built today will have a beautiful ripple effect in the future, not only for myself, but for everybody else's. It is a way of inspiring your children, your mate, and the people around you. Again, minding our own business helps us to improve our lives and will teach our children what is a magician, what is a trailblazer, because we still are trailblazers and we can let them create their own experience and teach them that even though sometimes the road is long to get where we need to be, it is worth it because we are learning our life lessons. We are moving into the next phase of our journey and we are embracing who we truly are. Not everybody has that luxury to be able to reflect on everything they have done because we're so busy focusing on what we're supposed to do, being attracted and distracted by social media, always on the run, always on the go, never taking the time to slow down. So we know the art of manipulation. We all can do it. I could do it. I'm very good at it if I needed to. I could lie myself out of anything. I could even talk myself out of everything. But this is what I want to do? No, I don't. I'm more interested to living a life to the fullest and to embrace every single side of me. The victim? No, I'm not a victim. And when you play that, it's so manipulative. And that will come back and bite you in the rear end. Why would I do that? I don't have time to play games. I'd rather be my own self and my true self and enjoy what I'm doing every single day than pretend to be something that I am not. So this was our podcast for today. On our next podcast, we're going to be talking about a moment of reflection. I think this week it's reflecting on who we are, what do we do, and just embracing to be in a present moment. That's what it is, being in a present moment. So We're going to be talking about it on our next podcast. If you have any comments or would like to schedule an appointment with me, you can go on www.edgintuitive.com. Otherwise, I want to say hello to everybody around the world. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope that you enjoy your day and take the time to look at who you have in your life that is for your highest good and who's not. And maybe it's time for those people to pass away from you. And if you are a master of manipulation, watch out. Karma is always there to remind you that nothing is free in this world. I will talk to you later. Bye now.